Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
That's an obnoxiously big hat.
Words of Godwin, that's some bad hat, Harry.
Obnoxious. That's not a hat that I'm familiar with.
It's a oversized hat.
Yeah. I'm just familiar with 26 letters in the alphabet. I don't know why.
Does somebody have more?
Oh, he doesn't know why. I got it. It took me a second.
Yeah.
That
means you only need 25 of them, right?
Yeah.
Then you're only familiar with 25 of them.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Oh.
And I don't know why. 25 letters and I don't know why.
Welcome back to the Duck Call Room.
Here I am. I'm just trying to read the outdoor news before we get started.
But we're rolling. It's an early morning episode.
What's happening outdoors?
Nothing worth talking about.
It is hot.
But I read the wire every day.
It is Louisiana, December,
and it's
80 degrees.
80 degrees.
Yeah, it got up to like 79 yesterday.
I went fishing in short-legged breeches.
10 minutes to nine.
Yeah, but you'll do that when it's 50. Don't tell us nothing about the temperature.
That don't tell us nothing.
You'd wear short-legged breeches ice fishing.
I ain't doing no ice fishing.
At least be able to zip your breeches into shorts.
I ain't doing the ice fishing.
Godwin, do you have a pair of pants that don't zip off at the knee? That you wear? I mean, I'm sure you own a pair. But
those are his funeral pants.
Yeah.
Weddings and funerals only.
I've seen him at funerals in zip-offs. But it's expected, so it's cool.
Man's got a style about it.
Yeah, and the person there, I don't know. So, I mean,
All right.
They're not going to say that.
When the main thing's over,
I don't think they'd care if they was there.
No, if they were, odds are we wouldn't be friends.
Yeah, right.
Anyway.
But.
It's the Duck Call Room.
I do got
morning edition.
Episode 198, 199. Yeah. I'm getting a head nod. 198.
We're in the 70s.
I feel like you should have saved that hat for 200.
Well, I'll bring it back.
Now it's lost something.
I purchased this hat because it says American flag on the front, and it's really big and fun. But I was going to wear it for the soccer games. Well, it came in the mail 3 days after our soccer team was no longer playing. So now I just got a cool hat for the 4th of July.
That's right.
They got one with a panther on it?
4th of July.
Ooh. Wow. Well, about to order another one.
You wear that on a 4th of July and you go roast.
Oh, it's, I'm used to sweating.
If you get on the lake and start down the lake and you imagine on that foot, you're going to lose that hat.
No, this hat's not for high speeds. I tried to drive
here.
Where
it like it keeps the sun off of you.
Oh, it blocks the sun out like a cloud.
Is it hot?
A little bit.
It's got to be.
But it's funny because it's bigger than a normal hat.
It's bizarre.
It's about five times
the bizarre world.
So you can make a custom patch.
Can you?
Black Panther patch coming in soon. Si, do you want one of these with a Black Panther on it?
Please do. Come on.
Hey.
Look how good you'd look.
No, that thing's obnoxious, like John says.
Oh.
Obnoxiously big.
You started laughing when I wore it in.
I know.
But only you can get by with it.
That's why it's funny. No.
Look, here's one with some cards on it. You could wear it to play poker. I'm getting you a hat. While we record, okay, then I'm not getting it.
Yeah, ain't no reason to waste some money on it.
You know we are less than 70 days away
from Christmas.
Daytona.
Oh,
from Daytona.
Daytona.
I did not have Daytona. That.
I didn't
that,
either.
That is Christmas to a redneck.
And I didn't care.
We are less than 27.
So is it
days till A1?
I don't understand a lot about NASCAR. I mean, I know a lot of them guys, but I bet their biggest race of the year. Is the first one.
Yeah, it is.
Which is what?
Well, why help me make that make sense.
What is the first one?
Daytona.
Daytona.
Oh. NASCAR. Rare.
Like, I never understood a sport. Like, we're going to start with the best, and there goes the rest of it.
Well, I just really can't get in, you know, just cars zooming around a circle.
Godwin can.
Yeah.
I mean, Godwin can't get in the car, but he can get in to watch
it. Oh, yeah, I can get in it now.
Thank you.
You can get in it now, boy.
I'll say this. When we would go, we used to have to go to, or not have, we used to get to go to all these races.
Yeah.
And Daytona, when they're side by side the whole time, and that was cool.
Yeah. And it's cool at Talladega when, like, you looked out there and you couldn't see a car.
Then we went to one race.
It's so big, you can't see the other side of it. You're like, wow. I mean, you know, it's just like, holy cow.
But then we went to one race and they weren't side by, like, just old Mr. Johnson just left everybody.
Yeah, that was the one we sponsored.
Yeah.
And it was always a gar.
He's back.
What is the size of a car racetrack?
They all different sizes.
They're different?
Yeah, every one of them.
That one in the football stadium was cool when they went to the Coliseum.
Coliseum.
A couple of years ago. They went to the
L.A. Coliseum this year.
Are they doing that again?
Yeah.
That was fun to watch because they were like,
they're going to run through the streets of Chicago.
And if you really want to know how big it is, like, whenever they played that football game inside the racetrack and the football game looked this big, you're like, and that's a short racetrack.
Yeah.
That's a little tiny.
Oh, Bristol, yeah.
Yeah, when they had the Tennessee-Virginia Tech at Bristol, I was there.
Why did they make it slope?
So they ain't got to turn so hard, I reckon.
Yeah, so they
give them a little grip.
I don't want to flip.
If you made it flat, you'd be drifting the whole time.
Yeah.
And then there's going to be people getting hit head on.
For more speed.
Speed kills, son.
What?
Like Daytona, the banks are so, of course, everybody knows. You got to be going 45 miles an hour or you'll fall off it.
What?
That's how steep the curves are.
I didn't know that. I just learned something.
See? You drive it.
Look,
are you serious?
Yeah.
I'd never make
that's
it.
That's only funny because I've been watching.
Well, no. What
Christmas vacation every night.
I just wondered why they shape it like a bowl, you know?
On the
and
curves,
I just remember when I was riding with Clint Boyer, okay, we're on the top, and he's running 140, and I'm telling you.
Come on in with that coffee.
Yo, I just looked outside the window, and hey, it's about that far from the wall.
It's a different show now, boys.
Hot, boys.
So I'm going to pour about half that out. But
Good.
Find me another cup.
He got two of them right there he can pour it in. That white one he can pour you some in.
The best part of this is going to be the people get to see how much cream and sugar Sal's about to put in this cup of coffee.
It won't be much because Phil didn't make it.
Hey, remember that? Was you there when? No, you wasn't there yet. Well, we were at the trailer and we went to.
Just throw that over here.
No, don't throw it. No, don't throw it.
We'll get it on a break.
Yeah,
we're all
busy. He get it on a break. Oh, what is it, sugar?
Okay. Oh, boy. That's a lot of sugar.
Oh, he liked
it. We need him with a little energy. This is the morning edition of the Duck Call Room. Yeah. This ain't generally our jam. We're more like a 2 p.m. crew.
Well, but my kids were out of school, so I got to sleep in a little bit.
Well, did you?
Yeah. Wichita Christian Eagles state champs.
Did they win?
Oh, yeah. 28-14, I think. My cousin made a tackle or two.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Which one?
Jet. If you're going to be named Jet and your dad played professional baseball, you better make a tackle in the state championship.
Oh, he's a Hudnall.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense.
He played well.
That's that married in genetics.
Yeah. But the most important thing is my kids didn't have to wake up and go to school, so I'm cool with it.
Yeah. I slept till 7:15, which is why I was about 5 minutes late by the time I got everything going. So, you know.
Hey, it happens.
It's all good. Yeah. I wasn't going to wake them up for to be here. I can assure you that. Like, we'll just deal with that.
Never wake a sleeping baby.
Never wake a sleeping baby.
That's a rule.
You feel better, Si?
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Oh, coffee. And he about spilled it in his lap.
I thought I was about to get burnt.
No, I'm quick as a cat, boys.
What kind of cat?
A black panther.
A slick cat.
And they ain't ever been seen. There you go.
That's how quick they are.
Quick as a
Lordy black be. Well, anyway, 199, what did we say?
198. 198. 198. And we ran out of material 194 ago, so We're doing all right.
Yeah. Yeah, when he's
got lemon tasting coffee.
All right, there's some material.
Are you double fisting coffee and tea?
Yeah.
What in the world?
No, that's gave it for you.
Boy likes caffeine.
I mean,
the caffeine gives me the buzz. The lemon just smooths it out.
Oh.
You get a buzz off caffeine?
Oh, yeah.
Ain't no way. His tolerance so high. Ain't no way.
He ain't felt it in years.
Boy, he today'd off a dime off the bottom of it.
Uh-oh.
What?
No.
Oh, is it weak coffee?
You can read a damn off.
Hey, it's coffee.
It's better than other coffee you had, ain't it?
It's better than
way better than what I had 10 minutes ago.
That's it, boy. Yeah. Which was zip.
If you need a little shot of energy, you can get that monster stone left over there. It probably ain't flat yet.
Yesterday's drink.
Anyway. All right, let's take a break. We'll be back right after this.
Easy. Don't be bad mouth to Baker Mayfield.
Easy. I had to take that hat off.
I like him. He's funny.
I'm not. Again, we're not a sports podcast, but it's all that's going on.
I got one.
If you judge a man by being a good quarterback by beating the Raiders.
Hey, did you know?
Hold it.
Hey, Ken Roczen left Honda and went to Suzuki.
Can you believe that?
I can't either.
I don't even know who we're talking about.
Now we're really a sports guy.
We on that motocross bag. That's the only thing I know.
Y'all
that's
went
sports.
From football quarterback. To motorbike racing.
Galvin loves to go fast.
I love to go fast.
If you got a need for speed, go jump in a boat with that
boy.
That's right.
The flying flea, boys. He loves speed.
I get that heart rate up for you.
That's it.
I don't like going fast.
I don't either.
I don't either, especially in a
boat. Why I stayed right behind you. We was going about the same speed. Speed limit 45, we was going about 42.
I got to do 10 laps at Texas Motor Speedway. That guy riding with me, we got out.
No way.
And he looked at me, he said, "So you build duck calls, huh?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "You missed it."
Yeah, so boring job.
He said, "You going to go fast?" I said, "I don't know. I ain't never been at that speed."
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that.
But I don't think I missed it.
You think you did all right?
I think I've done pretty good.
I'm more into building duck calls than I am going that way.
I
just realized the other day, I forgot that my speedometer's off. So I'm really going slower than it says.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah, you're crawling here, but I didn't mind. I mean,
you're that guy.
Oh, yeah. And so, when I actually do go the speed limit, I'm still not going the speed limit.
I saw the red light there at Well Road. It was red, and I was reaching for my phone. I was like, "Well, why we stopped there?" I'm saying, "Like, I'm 5 minutes late. Like, ain't no big deal." And then I looked in front of me. It was you. I said, "Oh, never mind.
We're good.
They ain't gonna start without half of us.
That's right.
They'll start without one of us. They ain't gonna start without half of us.
We even started without Cy, which was an insane idea.
Which, by the way, we were 5 minutes late. The last one we did, Cy was 45 minutes late. So,
doctor's fault.
Wasn't answer's phone.
Doctor's phone?
No.
I ain't got a phone
to answer.
Hey,
Godwin, do you know Cy's going blind?
I say, yeah.
I mean, that's a little extreme for what it is. But
every time.
Oh, no, it ain't either.
Huh?
No, I go blind.
He's getting his lens shattered.
Oh, that's right.
Hold me.
Shattered.
That's what he said.
I didn't know that's what they did. The guy described it as kind of like, okay, they're going to go in and, like, just consider this. Look at my eye as a fried egg.
With a chisel and a hammer and just.
And they're going to bust the yolk.
Boy, I hope
now,
it
you
ain't.
You got to be careful because you don't want to get anything busted in the white.
I hope it ain't over easy. You're going to have stuff leaking everywhere.
Well, no,
we get some toast and sop it up.
No.
What happened? Yeah. He just ruined eggs for you?
What in the world?
No, because that's the way the eyeball is. It's a circular deal. Okay?
Yep, that's true.
And they're going to bust my lens, okay, which is right now. The doctor said, okay, it's hardening, okay. You know, in a couple of years, you won't be able
cooking
to see
it
nothing.
Too long.
Yeah. He said, in a couple of years, you won't be able to see nothing.
Hard-boiled eggs for eyes.
I said, that's why I'm in here.
I like that.
Well, what they going to do after they bust it?
They going
to put it back together?
They're going to bust it.
He ain't Humpty Dumpty.
You know, and then they got to get all the fragments out.
How do they do that? With a vacuum?
He didn't go into that, and I'm glad he didn't.
I would say with a vacuum.
Well, I don't know. Probably so. Yeah. They probably just, you know.
That is.
But anyway, then they just put in, they've already measured, okay, the size of what the lens that I need. Matter of fact, all it is they're putting in
they put contacts in.
Yeah, they're just putting a new contact.
That you ain't got to take out.
No. Yeah.
You interested?
That's what it amounts to. They just stick it in and it just.
Well, what happens? What unfolds? What happens when you you change subscriptions?
Oh, I'm not gonna need no.
No more. He's 2020.
I'm not gonna need that. The only thing I'll need is reading glasses.
Made in USA.
Which one can you read, Si?
Eye test.
Can you read that last one?
Made in USA. I can read the third line. T-O-Z.
That's it?
That's it.
What about the next one?
No. Well, I lied. L-P-E-D.
Okay.
There you go. What about the next one?
Well, it's got a C, a F, a D on the end. And I don't know what them other two are.
All right.
Yeah. That ain't too bad.
Well, I'd say
you'd be pretty bad off if you had to close one eye, probably. But
No.
Well, both of them in glasses, you can almost read it. That's good.
Yeah, when I done that, he said, what do you see? I said, nothing. What do you see? It's nothing. It's blurry. Because he had a big bright light in my face.
He said, is that better?
No. He said, you have trouble at night driving, don't you? I said, oh, yeah.
You see starburst every time a car comes?
Oh, no. I had to slow down real slow and get over to the right.
Just keep going, and you got a 50-50 chance.
No. Uh-uh. Not around out there.
They'll get out of your way.
Oh, yeah.
No, they won't.
There's too many times I've come around in the curve, and there's a guy in my lane.
Yeah, they're usually in
your lane. I'm generally that guy out there.
Yeah.
Me and...
But the wild
I ain't expecting to see nobody.
Hey, no. Me and Martin was going fishing. We was going to the dam at Darmon.
Yeah. Ooh.
We come around a sharp right-hand curve.
Yeah, you're in the far right lane.
And a motorcycle came in our lane. I just scooted over a little bit, and he came between the grass and the concrete.
Right.
Whoa.
If either one of them.
I looked at my rearview mirror, he was going.
Yeah. If either one of them would have reacted
differently.
Oh, no. That's
I was like, I looked at that motorcycle. He on my side, he on the passenger side of Goblin's truck.
Oh, he could have given him a high five.
And I'm like, I'm just looking, and I'm like, uh-oh.
Oh, I had to
counting the number of tires on the truck and the boat trailer. I'm like,
oh no. I had to get in the ditch.
And they
one morning. My right two tires was in the ditch, and I'm like this.
You after a deer?
Thinking I'm fixing to flip. So I said, I ain't getting no further. Yeah. And it's just,
Hey, there's an art to hitting a deer.
Red's got it down.
Yeah, that's why he welded that hook on the front of his bumper. He can hit them and gut them all at once.
You got to get that front end because you don't want to bruise that meat.
Oh, yeah. Nope. I actually killed one in Alabama and headshot. He was coming out in the ditch, okay? And as soon as he did, bam! Just roll him in the ditch. Yeah. And I'm just going down the road, just hitting my brakes, staying behind him. He slid off in the ditch. I just pulled up right beside it, opened the back door, threw him in, slammed it, went to the work.
What, he was in the back of your car?
Yeah, back of my Mitsubishi.
Say that 10 times real fast.
So you threw a dead deer in the back of your Mitsubishi?
Oh, yeah. Then I pulled up into where I worked at the golf course, pulled in the bay, backed in the bay, grabbed the chain, pulled him up, was in there, got him when the superintendent come in.
What in the world are you doing?
I said, I'm cleaning this deer, dummy. What do you think I'm doing? I said, hey, he bent my right fender. I said, he goes in the freezer.
Here's a back strap. Go to the house.
That's right, hey.
But not in the truck bed, like on the back seat of a vehicle.
I had a little area there. You had to flip up back seat, and behind that had a little storage area.
Oh, okay. So it's like a small SUV.
I did get blood on my carpet back there.
Okay.
Price
you got to pay for fresh deer.
Yeah. Well, hey, look.
Probably wasn't the only one.
I had a buff right out of there.
I had a buff right out, boy.
A little hydrogen.
If not, you can live with it.
A little hydrogen peroxide.
Yeah.
Were you sure the deer was dead?
I didn't care.
You seeing a Tommy Boy thing going on?
Jumped up.
Yeah. No, I
while you're driving.
Oh, no. I think that was a Mitsubishi, too. I had a buddy do that. He hit one in the car, opened the trunk, threw it in the trunk, slammed it, took off. Next thing you hear, he looks in the back seat in the rearview mirror. Hooves are coming through the back seat.
Good grief.
Hey, that deer tore that car up.
Ooh. Was David Spade with
him? He just pulled off the side of the road and jumped out. Yeah. And the deer finally broke the window and crawled out and run off.
What was your friend's name? Callahan?
Oh, I don't remember what his name was. Okay. But, hey, he tore his car up.
His dad named Big Tom?
Big Tom.
Hey, he tore his car up.
Did he sell muffler parts for a living?
He may have.
Or did he wear a tiny jacket?
Were they guaranteed?
He may have.
Did he wear big hats?
Hey, look, I can take a dump in a box and mark it guaranteed.
Uh-oh.
But trust me, a deer coming back to life will tear a car up.
Oh, it'd tear you up, too.
Oh, yeah.
I guarantee you.
Oh, well, I need another deer.
Well, go get you one. Let's take a break. See if you can find you one. We got some in the back parking lot.
Hey, he's right, got some in the back parking lot.
So Si didn't get a Christmas bonus?
I don't know. I don't have his direct
deposit. I got a Christmas
I don't have his direct deposit information. I'm sure he did.
I got a
Christmas. If he had a phone, we could tell. But yeah. Well, if he did, Si, if you didn't, I'm going to give you some of mine. Because
I ain't worried about it either way.
Me either, but I'm just
doing saying. All right.
Hey, I'm doing all right.
What are you doing?
Man.
All right?
But, I mean, it does. You did quit. So, I mean, do you expect a Christmas bonus?
No.
I'm just curious where that. Yeah, duck call business a little rough now. Finding stuff, sourcing stuff, and I mean it's a lot harder than it used to be. It used to be like two phone calls, and now it's now you got to look, and then you got to send Godwin to Pennsylvania for about a week.
That's the funny thing in the war, in the Iraqi war, I was in, and we was buying 2x4s, 4x4s, and plywood worldwide, and could not get enough.
Worldwide.
Couldn't make enough.
What would you do?
Burning
it?
Nope. We was putting M1 Abrams on trains and shipping them.
Oh, and you needed the plywood?
And we needed the plywood to brace them up.
Yeah.
Is that a tank?
On the trains.
What is that?
Yes, a tank.
M1 Abrams, yeah, the new tank.
That's the fast one, right?
That's the one that, you know, they, 4,000 meters, you know. That's what they had said in the book of what they could the kill range was.
Wow.
And we had a guy that was in the tank battalion was saying, hey, now you can double that, Jack.
That's right. Double it.
You can double that running at 70 miles an hour.
You reckon they ever going to make one of them electric?
I doubt it.
Just plug it in.
Hey, there was four fish in a tank. One of them said to Udden, how you drive this thing?
Godwin, I got to let you in on something.
I don't get that one.
I got
it. It went over my head.
They were in a tank.
Oh, oh.
Yeah.
We were just talking about that.
There you go. Yeah.
All right.
Godwin, we got to let you in on something.
What's that?
Secret's out, buddy.
An email came in that let us know that you're getting your material from outside sources.
That's it. It's not your original, okay? Somebody sending it in to you.
I never.
And look, Si Clower calling you out on it. So.
That's it, boys. Hey, and Ray Stevens too.
Do you and hear Jerry people Clower. Walking around saying that?
Do I hear people walking around? No, I don't hear them.
That's what I'm talking about.
And Justin,
you are now.
All right. You found out, boys.
It's entertainment, ain't it?
Right. It is entertainment.
That's right.
Look, when you hear a good one, you gotta say it.
Oh, yeah.
How do you drive this tank?
It's like I asked old boy the other day.
He can't do nothing without Googling anymore.
I asked old boy the other day. He duck hunter. He been duck hunting. I mean, if you duck hunt, you know who he is, Jim Ronquist. But I asked him, I said, just messing around, we was talking. I said, you know, what do you think about shooting mallard hens? He said, if they didn't want them killed, they wouldn't put them on the menu.
That's right.
I said, you know, I've never thought of it that way.
There you go. You only seen half of Jim.
Yeah. I remember the other half of it.
He's looking good.
Yeah, Jim has
lost a lot of weight.
That man on a duck call is phenomenal, by the way. It's like, as a guy who builds them and is pretty proficient with one, he is part mallard hen, and it is.
Like Si?
I can just sit back and listen. Like, okay. No, Si used to be good. I mean, he old, man.
Hey,
he ain't got no air pressure no more. He don't try to deny it.
Hey, COPD has took its toll.
Yeah, he don't try to deny it. Look, I've sat in a duck blind and killed ducks at Cy Roberts and called in. You ain't going to hear me griping about it. I mean, it does sound a little funny on the start, but he gets there.
That's the thing. That's why I used to laugh when they would say, oh, you just sound like a dying mallard, old mallard hen. Yeah, and I said, hey, look.
Go out there and pick
them up. I sound great compared to some of the ducks I've heard call.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And hey, and it was.
Yeah. I've killed plenty of them. Cy Robertson been the man on a duck call. Don't hear me griping.
The best one is I hunted with some people in Tennessee.
Tennessee.
Okay. And we shot down a bunch of ducks. And me and a guy was in the boat going out picking up cripples and shooting them. We were running them down. And they got the calling. We stopped the boat when we shot the cripple.
Okay, there we go. Okay,
I know it's illegal to run a motorhome. But anyway.
So that's not how it sounded.
You know, well, no. No, we always shut the motor off because it's against the law to run them with a
stop
with
your barred progress, pick the motor up.
But anyway, they're calling us some ducks, okay? And Bill, Red Dog, was with me. And I said, Bill, listen. You know, and he said, what? What are you hearing? I said, what does that remind you of, them calling ducks? He said, what are you talking about? I said, hey, listen to it and then tell me, you know. I said, you're a dog trainer. I said, you even had beagles running rabbits. I said, now listen to it again and tell me what you think you're hearing. And he said, oh, I get it now. He said, it does sound like a pack of beagles running a rabbit.
And it was men on a duck call?
And it was men on a duck call. And look, hey, it was just in the decoys.
Yeah.
I said, so, hey. The duck call is overrated.
Hey, don't say that. Shut your mouth.
I knew you were going
to
say that.
Shut your mouth. I like that Christmas bonus. Son.
Duck calls are overrated.
You got to have them. No, you need three of them, too.
I will say this. Hey, you got to have it to get them in close.
Yeah.
I tell everybody that. You know what duck call is good for? To take them from 50 to 20.
That's right. Get them in close.
You don't need it to get a duck to 50 yards.
Yeah.
You don't need one.
Yeah.
But to get him from 50 to 20, you need
where you can really whack and stack him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, because you want a bunch of 50 green wing teal to be 25 yards doing this. And also doing this. Doing this and then getting real close together.
That's what they do.
And that's what they do.
Why do them teal do that?
I don't know. Si, we're going to move in on it. We're going to move in on the nest of Monday. You want some of that action? Ooh. Oh, no, you got to film. Never mind.
That's right. I do have to film all
day. I'm available.
Yeah.
Let me check my schedule.
I would get in on some of that action. Because I show you boys something with this little pop gun everybody's always bad mouthing.
Oh, I love this.
You know what I like about Ron Quest? Because right before he shoots him, he says, cut him.
Cut him.
Cut him.
Or kill him right there.
Cut him or let's kill him right here.
Yeah.
Or like Phil says, all right, boys.
I need some more soaked in that W sauce.
Hey, let's do some damage.
Lordy be. It's time. All right, let's take another break. We'll be back right after this. There's another one. Oh, they left.
They make a lot of noise when they're happy.
They make a lot of noise in the dark.
Oh, yeah.
Makes me realize they ain't real slick.
Well, they're happy. Happy ducks.
I make a lot of noise when I'm happy.
Yeah. Well, hey, there you go.
Because
what does it sound like?
Woo!
Push it real good.
Because I'm happy.
Godwin, did you ever download more than them three songs on your iTunes or anything?
Three songs. I got about 20 on there.
Ooh, he has upgraded.
He's upgraded,
son.
Boy.
You don't have your Spotify Wrapped for the year? How about all them people that sent us their Spotify thing that showed how many minutes they listened to us?
I know. Sad part is we were always number two.
Uh-oh.
To who? Sadie?
Unashamed.
Oh, Unashamed number one?
Them other guys.
The other guy.
This guy just said it one in. They've been listening for like 10,000 minutes. I did the math. Some people like listen to us for like 3 weeks of their whole year.
Well, yeah. I mean, we're entertained. No, I'm kidding. No.
That's a lot.
Yeah. I don't know anything I listen to that long other than these ducks on these trail cameras. But
Rush.
Well, I'll give it to the Unashamed boys, okay?
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
They put out a lot of good biblical information.
They do. Even when Al gets stung on the neck by a wasp or whatever.
Yeah. That was hilarious.
I do have to agree with Phil. That is the fastest I have seen him move.
Could you imagine?
I didn't even know Al Roberts could move that fast.
Well, I've seen him get close to that, like when the pie's ready.
Yeah.
But I've never seen him do it just for no reason.
I got bit by a spider.
Uh-oh. Was it a recluse?
You got bit?
Yeah.
Was it a recluse?
I don't know what it was, but it stung like all get out.
Did it?
It did.
Can you shoot webs out your hands now? You tried that?
No, I can't. I was wanting to.
Wrong kind of spider?
I guess so.
That's pitiful. Still don't work.
You ought to let a scorpion pop you.
A what?
A scorpion.
Scorpion.
Right on the back of the neck.
No.
Right on
the elbow. Oh,
no.
And the least of places you'd think you'd get popped, in bed.
What?
Oh, yeah. I was rolling over. I was asleep.
Now, see, that don't surprise me about you because you have way more probability of getting stung in bed because you spend the most time there.
Yeah.
Like, anyway, I would find it hard to believe you got stung outside.
Yeah. But anyway, I rolled over. I was asleep, and it was just like someone stuck me with a knife.
What state was this in?
Huh? Louisiana.
A scorpion in Louisiana.
Hey, we got him.
And look, in your bed?
We got him.
Yeah, and 3 days later.
Close the door.
My chest is hurting. You know, and I said, good grief, you know. And my wife said, pull your shirt off.
And he was thinking, yeah.
I said, okay. So I pulled my shirt off and she said, get in the car.
Don't ask me twice.
Get in the car because you're going to the emergency room. It was just blood vessel red. You know,
oh, you done got a blood infection from
me? Oh, yeah, I got blood poisoning.
Yeah. I got that from a red wasp one time. Sucker stung me on the front of my shin. And then next thing I knew, like 2 days later, my whole leg went red. Whoa. Now, I've been stung by many wasps, but it ain't even funny. They always
elbow,
get
me. He popped me on the elbow, and it was like this, and then it was all the way coming. It got to the middle of my chest.
That deal got on my leg made me uneasy.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's hot.
Oh, no.
Like, was yours real hot?
Oh, no.
I've
had a fever, and I mean, I had bad blood poisoning, and it was starting to affect my heart.
Yeah, I was thinking, what in the world is a wasp really going to snuff me out? Yeah. One red wasp? I mean, as many of them things has done dope-hop me in my life, but.
I thought them things, some scorpions, was just in the desert.
Oh, no, we got them.
I ain't never seen
one. We got tarantulas, too.
I
ain't never seen one of them.
It's weird. Man. He's got a blue tone to him. It's shine, you know, shine like a Mallard Drake's head.
What's that?
That stupid little
scorpion?
Scorpion.
Yeah, that's why them black and blue jigs work.
No, I'm serious.
Huh.
He's a bad little dude.
I've never seen one.
He's about an inch and a half to 2 inches long.
It ain't very big.
And he is bad to the bone.
It's worse the further west you go.
Yeah.
Like, you get out there in them hills. Like, yeah, you got them. You start getting in them hills over there by your house.
Hey, if you get on a log
just
rotten, you start going through a log just rotten.
You'll turn
one up, I'm telling you. Because they in them logs where they got rotten and got soft.
Most people get them in their shoes, which you ain't got to worry about because you don't wear shoes.
That's it. You just dough poppy in between the toes. That's where it's going to really hurt. Hey, you talk about a sensitive area.
What?
Feet?
Yeah.
That's why I don't wear flip-flops.
Between the toes.
I don't like that.
Because, hey, them big black little bitty bumblebees in the ground. Yeah. When we got them crocs, holes in them.
Big black little bitty bumblebees.
Oh, no. They bad to the bone.
You know. But when he's wearing crocs, they can sneak in there.
Oh, yeah.
I thought they were yeller jackets.
You talking about hurt.
Yeah, I thought he was talking about a yeller jacket.
No, this is
dirt.
No,
I've run over them things, bush hogging.
They'll make you
leave a tractor running.
A cab on a tractor was invented by a man who got tired of getting eaten up by yellow jackets. I can tell you.
I left the tractor, backhoe running.
Mm-hmm. I have to.
I dug into a bit, and I mean, it was about that big around in the ground. Oh, they dope-pop me.
It ain't but about 5 million of them.
Hey, I'm telling you. They come out of there, and they was mad at yours truly. And they paid
That's hard
me
to believe.
Off.
Did you tell them who you was?
Oh, no.
You
I
didn't? Said,
hey, I left that area in a heartbeat, boys.
He told them who they were, though.
Yeah. Hey.
Talked about their
moms. But, hey, I went back and got them, though.
What'd you take?
About 5 gallons of gas and.
I got to be fair. There's not much more on this planet more satisfying than after they get you, you go in the dark and get them.
Oh, yeah.
You take that gas and then you throw that match in that hole and you hear them start popping like popcorn. Oh, you're yeah. like, yeah, yep. you sucker. I hate them.
Tell them, hey, you remember when you popped me? That's about the way it sounded.
Yeah. Pop, pop, pop. They can't get out of there fast that's enough. It.
Can't get away.
Mm-mm. They go. No, it's over.
Hey, I wonder if you could eat them.
Huh?
I wonder if you could eat them.
I ain't eating nothing that done that to me.
You could eat anything.
Yeah.
Well, hey.
But I don't see where they got much meat on them.
Hey. Yeah, but it ought to be good like a commercial.
Like you do popcorn.
Hey, either one, left or right, is good because they're both going to be crunchy.
You roast them.
Oh, he's a Twix man.
You roast them, and then you...
Are we still talking about
bees?
Roll
them in chocolate.
Bees,
yeah.
Roll them in chocolate.
When they started popping, I was thinking
chocolate
about popcorn. Popcorn's really good.
Bumblebee.
So you maybe, can't have that, though.
Maybe.
I found some I could have.
Bumblebees is good.
Sugar-free chocolate.
Crispy bumblebees.
We got 4 different conversations going on.
Well, we always
I'm trying to hear all of them.
Hey.
I'm confused on why anyone would want to try and eat a bumblebee, but...
Hey.
I am curious on Godwin's sugar-free
you
chocolate.
You don't know until you try it.
Paula found it.
Sugar-free chocolate.
She did.
Does it taste like chocolate?
It does. It tastes sweet, too.
That's a man that hadn't had real chocolate.
Well, that then you can eat that, right?
She gave it to me.
Okay. Well, right. And you did like Adam and Eve, right? You ate it.
That's right.
Yeah. The keeper of the plan said it's in.
Almond.
Chocolate covered almonds?
But yeah.
That's good. Ooh, I love almonds.
It was like sugar-free chocolate or something. I don't know what it is. But anyway, it was. She wouldn't give me but 3 of them. That just pissed me off. I wanted a handful.
Tell me, hey, I want the rest of the bowl.
That just made him mad, y'all. Wanted the whole handful.
Yeah. Finally get something good.
Yeah, and then all you want to get is 3 of them.
Oh,
let me just give you a taste.
Yeah. Now you got gave me the munchies.
I got nothing.
I'm going to go home and eat 3 more of them.
That's it.
Just out of spite?
Yeah.
Out of spite.
While she's at work. I might eat 6.
He's raiding it, boys, while she's gone.
You really want to get her just to go home and pour them into something and leave that empty bag.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Just, right, what are you doing?
Yeah, just see what she does then.
Put
a decoy out there. Oh, man. That's all right, well, let's take our last break. We'll be back right after this. Hello at duckcallroom.com. Mailbag. Johnny D. It made Johnny D choke. So,
he's so fired that we didn't need to rile y'all up.
All right.
What's in there, Sean?
Caden emails in from Benton, Kentucky.
Benton, Kentucky.
Probably Benton, but.
Benton, Kentucky.
All right. He's going to graduate high school in a year.
So he's a sophomore. Junior.
He's a sophomore or. I don't know what he's going to graduate high school in a year. And his family wants him to go to college and get what they call, and he uses quotation, a real job. But all I really want to do is live in the woods off the grid on a farm because that's what makes me happy. Even though I won't have a lot of money, what should I do?
My man Caden, it's 2022. No such thing as off the grid. Unless you end up in the Northwest Territories in Canada, you own the grid if you in America. So there's that.
He's in Kentucky.
Yeah.
So there's a grid there.
There's a grid. It may not be well connected, but it's there.
Kentucky jokes.
You know, but no, man, but I don't think you got to go to college to get a quote unquote real job. And I think you can live a life you want to live while earning an honest living and doing all the things, but
I don't
think
you can. You can't go totally off the grid these days, can you?
No.
No.
You got to have something.
You got to
have
like,
water. You got to have power. Like, you going to go homestead somebody? You know what they call that now? Trespassing.
Yeah.
Like, because somebody owns it. So,
but if he had the land,
Yeah, if he already had the land. Yeah. I mean,
and you
I
just want to live like they did in Old Yeller.
Yeah, he can get him an auger and find him a well. And, like, I mean, you could go close, but electricity going to be hard to come by.
That's right. Become a hermit.
Yeah.
Live by yourself.
You could sell furs.
Yeah. They don't. That you going to have to sell a bunch of them.
You ain't lying.
The market ain't in them no more either.
No more.
Wait, so, what?
A college, to me, college is. College is not for everybody.
Yeah. It's either for you or it ain't.
Okay, but here's the thing. I understand what your parents and friends are telling you.
Yeah.
Okay. If you have a college degree, doors that you normally would not be able without it will not be open to you. The college degree will open them for you where you can go in and apply for a job there.
Or these days, trade.
Or trade school.
Yeah.
Trade school is a good deal. Because college is not for everybody.
Having just remodeled my house, plumbers, electricians, and the like do very well.
I got a plumber and electrician coming in the next week. Hopefully the plumber's coming today.
Pipeline welders make a real nice living.
Welders. Like.
But I don't think they're telling you to go to college because...
Diesel mechanics who's making the jack.
They want you to get a, quote, real job. But if your plan is to go buy and sell fur and... Eat fish that you catch.
It's kind of like that.
That's gonna
lie and fail hat. We're gonna live off love. No, you ain't. Yeah.
You'll starve.
You're gonna starve to death. Like Kay's the one that said it. Tell me, no, dummy. We fix starve to death.
But I recommend finding something you're interested in, and I think any of those trades too can help you live a life that you want to live. It may be a 40-acre farm back in the middle of nowhere with your own house and all that, but you got to have some way to pay for it. And,
that's right.
And that's, that's just what it is. But
he can't live off the land when it's trespassing.
Yeah, it's trespassing now. There's no such thing. I mean, it's
somebody owns it.
I think the Bible says it this way. Work with your hands, okay, so that you will not have to depend on anyone.
Yeah,
that's right.
Exactly, 100%.
Okay.
That's what I encourage you to do. But
so, hey, if you whatever you want to, you love to do, if you can do it and make a living at it, you consider yourself very lucky, my man.
Yeah. And you're a junior. Remember.
Yeah.
You're in the best time of your life currently. Enjoy it, man.
No responsibilities.
Yes. Enjoy it. Don't be in a rush to figure out what's next. For crying out loud.
For crying out loud.
Enjoy being a junior and senior in high school.
Yeah.
Man. Amen. All right, Sean, what else you got?
All right. I'm going back to those Instagram questions because we just got a ton of them. And somebody, this one airs right before Christmas, I believe, and she's struggling with gift ideas for men for Christmas.
Ooh,
and we're all men.
Hunting or fishing?
I actually posted a video on this last night.
Did you?
I was thinking about doing the same.
Yeah, I did a video on it on my YouTube channel.
Here's my deal on
Duck Commander
on the
knee
gifts.
Boots. I recommend them. They're
gift
awesome.
Cards.
Yeah. Huh?
Gift cards.
You're a gift card man?
Hey.
Duck
that
call,
way,
buy
look,
duck call.
That way they can buy what they really want.
Mm-hmm. He's okay. A gift card.
B&M pole.
Socks and underwear.
He's a B&M pole.
Socks and underwear.
Well, some people are not big into socks and underwear.
No, give the gift of Tommy John's, huh?
Crappie magnet bait.
Well, hey, that ain't a bad gift.
Give
it
all
kind
of stuff. I'm fixing
okay, but I'm
money.
Just saying. You can't go wrong with a $100, $200 gift card.
Heavy shot.
That way, then they can go buy $200 to buy.
And if they lose it, the people that run the store just win.
And now, if I don't get that from me for Christmas, I'm going to be upset.
Yeah.
I would say, though, I'm going to go gift
Real
card.
Real tree camouflage.
He's still talking.
Real tree camp.
Old NASCAR over here is just reading off his shirt.
Shrimp kebab, shrimp salad,
duck picker, duck call.
Right.
Duck picker, duck call. Honey hole hat. Anyway.
Benelli shotgun.
She better really love this guy for a
hit boss grill. What else you got, Galvin? Keep rolling them up.
F-250.
Garcia reel, rod and reels.
No.
He's a B&M man.
B&M.
He's B&M, boy.
I would
or
say.
Shimano's pretty good.
What you going to say, Sean?
He hadn't said anything I disagree with and can't help you get. No, I was going to say, because it's tough to shop for, like, the guy, like, you know, like when you shop for your dad or something, and he's like, if he wants it. And
he
like,
already got everything?
Yeah.
And like, is our company meeting trying to figure out what to get Willie Robertson?
Little snuffer bottle, you know, you can check your wind deer hunting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to say that, but I've always found food is the way to go. Uncooked or cooked.
Yeah, a moink box.
Something like that.
There you go.
Godwin, how happy would you be if I went by the Gene Cox Meat Market and just brought you two big old tomahawk ribeyes
that you could make chili with
and just handed it to you? Uncooked.
Chili.
That's what Willie does with all the big premium meats we buy him for Christmas. He makes either chili or soup.
Wouldn't you be happy? Like, wouldn't you be like, this is the best gift ever? He bought me two steaks.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even cook them.
I'd cook them.
Exactly. Hey,
there you go.
And you'd hold on to that handle tight, wouldn't
it? Gnaw that bone.
Just gnaw on it. But that's what I, every year, my dad, I'm like, I'm just going to give him some sort of food that's not cooked.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's a solid one. And the other deal, like if they like to cook or something, just go to not necessarily Walmart, but like somewhere that sells seasonings and just go down the seasoning aisle. Because you know what I ain't ever been mad at? A can of seasoning. I'll try them all. Like,
Real Tree bow hangers. They pretty good.
God was just going through what's on his back seat. Like, that's all he's doing. Like,
Christmas tree cakes. But everything you've said.
Them hoink bows are pretty awesome.
You don't even need because you already have all of it.
Yeah.
Well, she wanted gift ideas.
That's what I'm saying. But if I was to get you one of those, you'd be like, oh, thanks.
Hey, you know another thing I love? You know another thing I love for Christmas?
One of them Yeti buckets.
Scratch off lottery tickets.
Those are always fun.
I love them.
Yeti buckets are pretty cool.
This guy.
They'll hold that Yeti coffee thing, too, in the bottom and close real good.
Boy, he is flying the company flag hard today, son. I like it. Yeah, I'm going to say, keep sending them bonus checks. Watch me.
Watch me.
I'm just going to be out here waving it.
Waving all the
waving
flags.
The flag.
You ought to see my truck.
terrible.
Fun stuff.
But think simple. Guys aren't that hard to please.
Everybody says, like, you're super hard to buy a gift for. No, I'm not.
No, I'm not.
Just buy
Look at what I like. Take a guess. Yeah.
Cross hooks.
Some chicken tenders that aren't even cooked. And
chicken thin spans.
Just go to the grocery store.
Some of these right here.
Jigs, boys.
That's a stock. Oh, another one.
That's a stocking stuffer.
Really, one of my favorite things. A belt.
A belt.
Groove. Belt.
Look, listen to you.
But no, what I'm saying, it doesn't have to be groove. I think there's other companies that make them.
Hey.
But they're stretchy.
I'm glad
stretchy belt.
You
stretchy
meant
belt, just up. Like stretchy pants.
Look. That's it, boys.
It done what it was supposed to do.
You got your finger caught on
something? Hung it on the side of the duck blind, jumping out of where you crawl in, the door. It hung on a piece of wood.
Oh, your ring.
It broke.
And it didn't
just
rip
like
your
it's supposed to.
And broke. Didn't rip
I'd
your
have been
finger
a metal
off.
Ring. I'd have had a broke finger, or boy, you talking about pulling the bark off of it?
The bark's gone.
Got to get me another.
I don't know
that brand new.
Same
well,
size.
That's
used. That used. You said
we wore that for a while.
I've had this one. Yeah, this is one of the first ones I ever had.
Yeah,
it's like 8 years.
I might have to get me another.
I got some in my office.
There you go.
But, no, I'm saying that kind of stuff. Like, guys are,
stocking
at the end of the
stuff.
Day, don't overthink what a guy wants. Like, they're
a good duck commander cap and timber camos, you never can beat.
There you go, boy.
Or,
fly, just, eagle,
on the road.
Fly.
Just a giant hat in general.
It's funny.
Just a giant hat. Because it's funny because it's bigger than a normal hat.
Okay. And if you have to wrap that thing, they're going to think they're getting something really
That's
cool.
That's right. Really good.
And when they take that out, you can look at their sheer disappointment on their face if it's a giant hat. Or you can flip it over and turn it into an offering plate.
It could fit a lot of money in there.
All right, Johnny D.
I'll send us out of here. Si already alluded to the verse of the day. 1 Thessalonians 4:11-12. And make it your ambition to lead a quiet life. You should mind your own business and work with your hands, just as we told you, so that your daily life may win the respect of outsiders and so that you will not be dependent on anybody.
Love it. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
That's right.
I'm going to keep saying that because I don't know when these things air. I get
Merry Christmas.
And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. And look, if we're that far ahead, Happy Valentine's Day for crying out loud. We'll see y'all next time right here. We're out.
All right. Love you.